And this is Radio Moscow. The Soviet people have paid the last respect to President Yuri Gagarin, the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party, the chair of the World Communist and Christmas. The funeral ceremony took place on Red Square in our of Moscow. It was attended by our leaders of the Soviet Communist Party and the Soviet State, by the leaders of communist and liberal parties, by the heads of government and state, and by many of the world's most prominent icons of the figure. The speech of the memorial service was delivered by Konstantin Chernenko, who was the inaugurally elected General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party in the city. Yesterday, an emergency functional meeting of the party central committee. The death of Yuri Gagarin brought deep sorrow to the hearts of the Soviet people. Konstantin Chernenko said, "He was a true follower of the Leninist ideals." In the capacity of the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party central committee, he directed the efforts of his party's people in a search for new ways to cause new Jewish socialism. The party of people gave full support to the decision collectively taken by Central Committee under Yuri Gagarin, Konstantin Chernenko said. The Soviet Communist Party and its Central Committee were on the same. The party is guiding the Soviet people to new achievements along the road charted by you. We shall never deviate from this road, never stop halfway. This was reaffirmed today by the Soviet Central Committee and its alleged faithful chairman, Konstantin Chernenko said. Yuri Gagarin focused his efforts on maintaining peace and on saving humanity from a new threat. In today's extremely aggravated international situation, we expressly state the General Secretary of the Soviet Communist Party Central Committee that the U.S. is our most important and promoted peace. Our actions and just peace are only Moscow time, and now I was a body of Yuri Gagarin.
Radio Moscow is profoundly grateful to all who have spread their